Hello, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you're well and are having a good day. It's Tuesday, August 23rd. I'm Cameron Reid, and here's your daily update from Suffolk News. Up first, Suffolk Police has revealed that a Suffolk man who hasn't been seen for over 2 months is now wanted in connection with criminal offences. Chas Thacker had told relatives that he was planning to walk the 70-mile journey from Tilbury in Essex back to his home in Cockfield near Bury St Edmunds. 3 days later, though, he was reported missing on June 15th and hasn't been seen since. Next, listed building consent is being sought for the roof restoration of a historic Suffolk property owned by two high-profile actors. Game of Thrones stars Kit Harington and Rose Leslie are getting work done to repair and rethatch their house in Brettenham between Bury St Edmunds and Sudbury. The work could take up to 25 weeks and is due to start in January, with more than 20 tonnes of materials needed for the restoration. Also, a planning inspector has rejected an attempt to build a home on garden land in a conservation area. In July last year, West Suffolk Council refused an application for a single-storey detached three-bedroom home at the back of 42 to 45 York Road in Bury St Edmunds, labelling it a contrived and incongruous form of backland development. A previous application in 2019 was also declined, and the scale of the plans for the land, which is also a hedgehog habitat, was subsequently reduced. And finally, I have written a slightly quirkier piece today that may bring back a few memories for some of you who have grown up or lived in Mildenhall. The town is full of hidden gems, and the list could provide you with a few nice flashbacks to reminisce on. I touch on former events that were staged in Mildenhall, such as the Great Air Race from almost 90 years ago, as well as the forgotten train station and some recollections of the cricket club. Well, that's all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. You can also subscribe to the IM News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe.